Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy.
And this is Kelly.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so how was your week?
It was okay. We had a little bit of a fun week. Well, it was kind of a fun week for us, I feel like, right? We'll begin.
Yeah. our weekend, yes. Because we don't have a typical off Saturday, Sunday job. We're off Sunday, Mondays.
Yeah. I feel like, because we always see each other a lot throughout the week. Because we, work together and then we do the podcast together and stuff. And I just feel like, I don't know, we always talk during the week, but we never really see each other, on our couple days off. So...
But we did this week.
Yes. So we got to hang out for once outside of work, not work related, podcast related, actually just to have fun. It was so nice.
Yeah. It wasn't us getting together to work on this or talk about work or be at work talking about stuff. We actually hung out and I went shopping with her and refrained from buying anything. It was great.
But I bought everything and I spent way too much money. It was so bad.
Oh my God. So they restocked the Gushers and Fruit by the Foot and Fruit Roll-Ups. So we got the Fruit Roll-Ups.
There was no Fruit Roll-Ups when I went and I'm very upset.
Do you know how many are in there?
Probably 100.
72.
Oh my God. It's so many.
My daughter's going to be so happy when she gets back from her dad.
Oh my gosh. So I was telling Andy about this. This is totally unrelated to the actual podcast, but I was telling her about the fruit. Has anybody ever had a fruit roll up blunt out there? It's where you take a fruit roll up and then you line Gushers inside of it. And then you roll that little sucker up a little butt and then you just eat it.
I'm not actual weed, guys.
Yeah. Not actual weed. Just a little fruit roll up, little fruit roll up.
I mean, it sounds delicious. I love Gushers.
Me too.
So I probably
all of the fruity snacks. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, but okay. So I had to take my son to. So my daughter was at school, and I had to take my son to the babysitter on our day off because I had an OB appointment.
Woohoo!
And so I had told Kelly, I'm like, let's grab lunch because I was gonna be kid free.
It was her second scheduled appointment.
BTS. Yes. And I was, I had to cancel the one before that due to some sickness as, our lovely tummy bug. But yeah, I was like, well, let's go to lunch because I don't have the kids and I don't have to pick them. I have to be in the school pickup line for Natalie yet. So yeah, I was just wanted to enjoy my day off without the kids for a little bit. I'm allowed to do that. I don't get to do that.
Absolutely. As every mom should.
So.
Your day off was going to the OB.
I mean, yeah.
Poor thing.
I live such a fun life on my days off.
This is literally adulthood. It's priorities.
I mean, in my vlog, I vlogged the whole day though, guys. If you watch my vlog, it's not up there yet, but I did vlog the whole day on Monday. And Kelly is in my video.
A little bit. It's a guest appearance.
But we're sitting outside, so we decided to meet at Saki at was it 11?
Yes, 11 when they open.
Okay, yeah, we decided to meet there at 11 because my boyfriend will not eat that, and I have been craving it, and we love
it. Hibachi in our lives.
Yes, so we're sitting there and we're waiting to go in, and I'm looking at my phone and I check my email, and it's because it was weird. I had a couple days before that, I had gotten a weird phone call that my appointment was at their location across the street from the one I always go to. And I was like, well, that was weird. But it didn't say the doctor's name. So I was like, okay. She doesn't work in the other office. And so Monday, when we're sitting there waiting outside of Saki, I checked my email. And it was scheduled across the street at their other location with a male OB. Now, nothing against male OBs, nothing against people who like male OBs, but my OB, I have been seeing her since I got pregnant with my son, and she was there when I had him, And she is who performed my surgery. For those of you that don't know, I got my tubes removed. And she's just, she's my go-to, and it's she knows all my
comfort,
problems.
Her comfort OB. Yeah. Her safe space.
So they schedule me with some man. And I had to go in for some issues I've been having, and I was on my period during this scheduled appointment. And they told me, you know, they'll still do the exam, and it was actually probably better if I was on my period because of the issue I was having. And I was like, okay. But then it's like, okay, now it's even weirder that it's a male and I'm on my period.
Right.
So we're sitting outside of Saki. And I'm like, I got a call. I can't do this.
That's like such, okay, that's such a like a vulnerable type of like appointment and like thing to do anyway. So it's like, you can't just switch up people.
Well, and I just don't want to talk to a new doctor about something I've discussed with another doctor. And
right, when you've gone through all this around. Other stuff. Yeah.
So I sit on hold for 25 minutes.
We are literally in the cars next to each other, and she's 25. Like on the phone, just like waiting.
During this wait, though, Kelly got a message.
I was literally, yes, I was talking to one of my really good friends that I also used to work with. And she's also a dog groomer as well. And we were talking, and she had just like taken her dog to the vet. And she was like, I am so hungry. She's like, I don't know what to eat for lunch. And I was like, you should get like Saki or something like that. And she was like, oh, that sounds so good. And I was like, yep, me. I was like, me and Andy just pulled up to Saki. And she was like, oh. And I was like, well, how far out are you? And she was like 15 minutes. And I was like, girl, come have lunch with us. We're still waiting in the parking lot. So I was like, Andy's on the phone. You can make it out here in time. So she came.
Yes.
And it was so nice. We all had lunch together. And like, I have been, so she listens to this all the time. And she's like one of our biggest supporters, which I really, really love and appreciate. And she's been like talking to me about how like she relates to Andy so much, and she loves Andy, and you know, they're both cancers, and like they both have like kids like the same age, and like they
which
just,
is funny because our kids are 8 years 8 years apart.
Yes.
So, and it's funny.
Yeah, they both have so much in common. And like, I was like, these two gotta meet. And we had been talking about like us all getting together for lunch at some point, like recently too. And it just worked out to where she got to come and have lunch with us. So it was so nice. And I just like had two of like my favorite people. And I was just so excited.
And I love her too. I will tell her that on the podcast. It's funny because, I mean, she watches my vlog. She listens to the podcast. She knows me. And I don't know too much about her besides it's Kelly, what Kelly has told me. But I am one of the most awkward people in the world if I don't know you or if I'm not drunk. Like just awkward. And I wasn't.
Yeah, I was gonna
say. It was just comfortable.
She did very good. She was definitely more quiet than usual, but once you get
was vlogging.
Yeah, she was having to vlog though during our like meal. And we were also sitting like with another family. So I think she was a little bit more quiet than usual, but like once she did very
well.
Till
the end though, when we got to rant and I was like,
yes, yes.
And she was like, I guess we'll have to save the rest for another lunch date.
Yes. But it went very nice, and I was just super thrilled to have two people that I love together, and I just
it
so
was
happy.
Fun, and it was nice to, ever since COVID, I really don't think I've gone out to eat with a girlfriend. Like, I have not. I just, my pregnancy was so awful. I was so sick, and then had him, and I just, we don't leave the house too often, and I don't really leave the house without them. So
yeah,
it was fun.
It was nice to go out and have a little girl's day. And
I mean, I go out, you know, sometimes on weekends, but it was nice to like go out during the day when things aren't so crazy.
And then me and Andy went to Sam's Club afterwards, and I bought way too much, and she window shopped for like everything, and she's like, oh, I need to come back for this and this and that and that and that.
And I sure did.
And she did.
I was taking pictures of things I wanted. I never go down the middle aisles in Sam's because I know I will just spend more money than I already spend there. And sure enough, Kelly takes me through every single aisle.
Because like they move stuff around every so often, and I don't go very often. I go like once or twice a year, and I just, you know, get everything I need because it's all bulk, huge stuff. So I just go once or twice. And then I was like, every single time I have to go through every single aisle because I need to know like what all is there.
I did buy the broccoli cheddar soup though. that you still haven't tried. No, so I went and bought it.
I did try it.
Oh, was it so good?
I did try it. It was really good. I tried it like yesterday or something.
Oh, and I bought the buffalo dip.
Oh, yeah.
And the healthy burrito wrap thingy, Bob's. Oh, that's another thing, guys. Real random. I remember telling you the beginning of the year that I was working out and I was doing so good and I wasn't going to backtrack. And then we got COVID and two stomach bugs. But I started back out this week. I started eating better and I started working out and I feel better and I am so happy about it. Just a little side note. Guys, I'm back on my workout journey. You got to hold me accountable.
I love that for her. And I'm on like a hunger strike today. I got pissed off and I just stopped eating.
I do that. If I the worst is when I've made dinner or ordered something and whoever I am with, typically my boyfriend, not this one, like exes, if I would get mad, I would just stare at my food.
Yep.
And they're like, eat, you have to eat. No, I'm mad. Like, I physically cannot eat. It must be a
water sign thing, because I'm just like,
No, like, I'm like, it looks delicious, but instantly my stomach's like, burp. It, like, zips shut, or, like, locks shut, keys thrown away, I can't eat. Like, yeah. I could sit there and chew it and chew it and chew it, and I wouldn't be able to swallow it. I get that feeling.
So now I'm drinking a Truly, the strawberry lemonade one.
On an empty stomach.
Well, I had a fruit by the foot on the way over here. So, technically, not an empty stomach, but, you know, I will probably suffer for this later.
And I actually don't have a drink with me. I went to the store and did not get wine. I don't know what I was doing.
She's on her healthy adult responsibility shit today. I'm allowed to
have a drink once a week. Which means tomorrow will be Marg's, since I didn't have a drink tonight.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Anyways,
one day I'm gonna get one of these famous margs that I keep hearing about.
I have a margarita machine, guys. I think I've told you before. We got it for Christmas and I love it. Okay, anyways, so onward to our topic of the day after we just jabbed about our Monday that you don't care about. We are going to talk about people not saying sorry, people not owning up to things they do or apologizing for things they do or say
that they should
don't realize they should, maybe, I don't know, but that they should, and forgiveness on our end on if we want to forgive them or not for not apologizing, yeah. Kind of thing,
whether it be friendships that have ended, ex lovers, whatever, family members, just people that owe you an apology, but for whatever reason, they either don't apologize because they have too much pride to do so, or because they just don't...
They're stupid and don't know that they should.
They don't see that they're wrong. Yeah.
I'm a little more hard-headed feeling about this than she is, though. If you do not say sorry to me, I hold the biggest grudges. I can't... Well, I can't help it.
Listen, I didn't say that I don't hold grudges. I definitely hold grudges, but so I try to look at it from the viewpoint of, and I was not always like this. Like, I used to be like, you owe me an apology and you didn't apologize and fuck you. But now I'm just kind of like, you know, whether or not they're aware that they owe you an apology, it doesn't really matter, because if it's disrupting your peace and like you being able to feel okay and at ease again after everything that they did or put you through, it's like, because I'm just in the real world, people don't always, you know, things aren't always the way that they should be, and people don't always apologize for the crappy things they do to you or put you through. And sometimes the only way that you're going to get peace and closure from that situation is if you give it to yourself and take your power back.
I mean, you're right. I did learn in therapy. It took me a long time to actually like put this forward in my life, but nobody makes you feel a certain way. You let them make you feel that way. So it's like, I let what you say hurt me and you owe me an apology when really you didn't mean to hurt me. What am I trying to say? That is different. That feeling right there is different than what we are talking about. We're talking about somebody who genuinely did something or said something, not to hurt you, but that should not have been said.
Yeah.
And there is an apology owed. kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can let people not get to you, but there are certain things where it's like, that was uncalled for. That shouldn't have been said.
Right. And it's like, it's a very fine line.
Or done.
It's like a very fine line between like demanding respect from people, because it's like, part of it's like, okay, I'm not going to let you treat me like this. You are going to respect me. But also it's like, you can't force everybody to respect you either. So it's like, you know, also on the lines of, you know, what you say to me and how you treat me is your character, but then how I respond and what I do back is my character. And I'm really struggling with that lately. I feel like I was doing really well with it, but I feel like sometimes people just get under your skin sometimes, and like, it's hard to not lash back and like mirror that behavior back. And I'm really struggling with that, I think, lately. But I'm trying to get myself back on the right path, because it's not productive. It just, if somebody puts negative energy out there and I put negative energy back, all it's doing is creating more negative energy. And it's not productive. I mean, yes, it might make you feel better in the moment because you're like, you know, you're treating me like shit, fuck you, and like spouting back at it, but it's like, it's not good for you mentally. And then it just makes you stoop down to their level and, you know?
I mean, I get what you're saying, but if you have said something wrong or done something wrong, I think I already said, I cannot exactly forgive the easiest. So like, everything about you until you apologize will irritate the shit out of me, and I just cannot be nice.
Right. Well, and I'm at the point where, unless it's like people that I literally can't cut off, I'm at the point where I don't know. I just cut people off automatically when they disrespect me more than once. Like, I usually let something slide like once or twice, and then I'm just like, but now not even anymore. I'm just like, once you disrespect me once, like, that's your warning. If you do it again, then you're gone. Because I have to, because I just can't let people treat me like that anymore. I don't know.
You know what I find interesting about this is when something's like, I sound like I keep repeating myself. When something is said or done and the person was in the wrong, and they know something's wrong with you because you start acting different, and they just haven't apologized yet, and they ask you what's wrong, and you tell them, and then they continue to still not apologize. That shit irritates me. Like, I told you what was wrong, because what you did was really wrong.
Yeah.
And you still don't apologize. You're just like, oh well, get over it. No, bitch, you get over it. I don't want to talk to you.
Right. And I think that's like the most specific thing too, is like, because, you know, we are human. We do make mistakes. I've said things and done things that were wrong.
Oh, yeah. We've definitely been the other person on the other side with this.
Right. And like, genuinely, if I realize that I've done something wrong, I will apologize. Or if somebody comes to me and says, like, you did this. And
I need called out right then and there. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Right. But it's like, how do you approach me with it too? Like, don't be shitty to me about it, but like, come to me and be like, hey, like, this hurt me. And then I'll be like, oh, my God, you know, I'm so sorry. I mean, I didn't realize, you know, but if you say it, then you have to take accountability for it, you know, like. And I saw this once where it was like, if somebody tells you that you hurt their feelings, you don't get to say that you didn't.
No, I do not agree with that, because they let you hurt their feelings is what I have been taught in therapy. You let people hurt you. You don't have to take what they said to heart. You can just try to, it's way harder said than done, but it is something that I have been taught, and I do work on it, because it is right. Like, you said something mean, and I choose to let it affect me.
And I know, like, while I totally agree with that as well, it's a fine line though, because I'm just like,
there are things that can be said that are extremely, extremely hurtful.
Yeah.
So I get where that's coming from, but there's also things that are like not as harsh, I guess.
Yeah.
That it's like, I let you, like, your hair's ugly today kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I let you hurt my feelings that my hair was ugly. But versus like something super, super mean. I can't even think of something right now.
Right. But I mean, like, also, I don't know. If you say something, though, that's, like, super shitty to somebody, then... See, I don't even know.
Saying something shitty versus, like, trying to hurt somebody's feelings, I feel like is a little bit different.
Yeah.
I wish I could think of something without calling anybody out. You know the thing that... But it's hard.
It's complicated because there's so many... Every side to it, it's like a different viewpoint. And so it's hard to really explain. I don't know.
I think it kind of depends. I already said I can't forgive, but like, I also think it depends on how mean the thing was, on if I can just like drop it or not. But I am the type that I will let you know that I was not okay with it, because I don't know if it's the cancer, but I can't handle it. Like, I am too sensitive for it, or I get too like aggressive. Oh, with
I know.
It.
I literally like look at her the wrong way and she's like, what did I do?
I thought she blocked my number the other night. I tried to send her a screenshot of something and it would not go through. And I tried to send it 4 times and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? Oh my God. I looked at her the next morning. I'm like, did you block my number? And she's like, excuse me? I was like, are you mad at me?
Could you imagine if I just blocked her number, but like still came to work and still came to do the podcast with her, but just blocked her?
And on I was freaking out all night, and I'm like, okay, I'm like maybe it's my phone. So then I like send a random letter to my boyfriend. I'm like, nope, not my phone.
It was because I hadn't updated my phone, guys, and I had so many messages and people that were messaging me, and I feel bad. Oh my God, it was terrible. And then like,
that's why you update your phone when you get updates.
Yeah. And then I kind of like blew somebody off too, because I thought that they like weren't interested in me anymore and like were ignoring me. And then,
but you were ignoring them unintentionally.
I know, but then like their text came through and I was like, oh, I guess I should reschedule.
I mean, you're welcome for letting you know that my feelings were hurt.
Right.
Because it made you update your phone.
Oh my gosh.
Because you also didn't get the text from our boss the day before that.
I know. Yeah, so I missed like a bunch of text messages that were kind of important, but oops.
It happens.
I also like unintentionally ignore text sometimes. I don't know. I have like a really short attention span and I just get distracted very easily.
Yeah, it happens.
So,
I mean, I've done it.
I'm doing my best and I'm sorry. If it seems like I'm ignoring you, I probably am, but I might not be too. I don't know. So,
no. So, okay.
So, I think it depends. Okay. It depends on how big or small.
I was getting to ask you. Are you willing to forgive anybody or everybody kind of thing?
So actually, the answer is yes, but it depends. No, listen. Yes,
no.
Yes. Yes. I am a very forgiving person, but...
I used to be, but it gets you walked on, so I can't be.
But that's the thing, is I've changed how I forgive, though, because I will forgive anybody and everybody, but...
I will forgive you if you say sorry.
Yes.
If you don't say sorry, I'm not forgiving you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to say sorry, but you have to approach me the right way as well. Like, you have to come to me with a sincere place. You know what I mean? Just like I would somebody else if I did something really fucked up and wrong. So, yeah, I am willing to forgive everybody, but they got to approach me correctly about it. And, yeah. But if they don't, I will forgive them. Not necessarily. No, okay. I won't forgive them.
She's like, let me retract my statement.
Yeah, let me retract that. I don't forgive them, but I release them.
Fair enough.
I think that's the best way to put it, is I release them. So not that I forgive them, but it's just like I have to forget about this and move on with my life for me. Otherwise, I'm going to go insane. I'm going to think about it all the time. It's going to consume me. I don't know if you guys know a whole lot about Scorpios, or if any of you guys are Scorpios that listen. We're very, and I.
We work with another Scorpio.
We do.
And she listens.
This is one of our toxic traits, is that Scorpios are extremely obsessive. And not about everything, but just about certain things. And betrayal is a very big thing for us. We don't take it well. We don't take it lightly. it is something that we dwell on, and at least for me, speaking,
I'm like, I dwell on everything.
At least for me, it is not something that I can't just like be like, oh, that person sucks, I'm gonna move on with my day, and ooh, a frolic in the flowers, and oh, look, a butterfly, what a beautiful day it is still. That's not me. I am like, when I feel betrayed, I am like literally like revenge. I want revenge. I want, you know, I want your head. I want, you know what I mean? Like,
I think you hold it together pretty well when you get, when you feel that way about things though.
But Andy knows grown me. Andy doesn't know old me. Old me is very much like revenge. I want,
but
to,
I'm proud of you for growing
off to the guillotine with you type situation. But grown me is like more like, okay, it really genuinely, and I feel like you probably see like me at my worst, honestly, because you probably see me like when at my most frustrated points and like tired and whatever, and like hungry. So I feel
we're
like
we're all a little hangry.
Yeah, so I feel like you literally see me at my absolute worst. But for the most part, I have it, I'm genuinely, I swear, I have it pretty together. I'm very good at releasing people these days, and
you're supposed
forward.
To be comfortable with me like that though.
I know,
we're like, a we don't forget,
so. But like as I'm saying these things, I'm like, the people that see me the most or whatever, that see me at my worst, are probably like, okay bitch, sure, like they're probably like, I've seen this bitch go ape shit. But but to everybody else, like I genuinely, I have come so far, and I really have put a lot of work into myself, especially over the last like two couple years. And I have gotten very good at detachment. And even if it's something that I'm still like, it still weighs on me and I still think about things, you know, from time to time. But I try not to let it consume me and like take away my whole day. And I don't let it stop me from having good times.
Oh, yeah. You can't let not forgiving somebody like affect your happiness. Like,
yeah,
I get letting them go.
Yeah.
But I still hold the grudge because I'm a petty bitch.
Right. Well, I was like, because I mean, I used to be the type of person that like, if I was having like, if somebody hurt me or like upset me or whatever, I would literally let it ruin my whole day, my whole week, my whole month, my whole life. And I'm just like,
I still do. I can't help it. It will ruin my day. And then I'm like, I just wasted a whole fucking day on somebody I should not have wasted on because they pissed me off.
And like, I mean, on the really mental, on the really bad mental health days, I do, I take a break. I'm like, okay, I need to like let this stay.
I get my journal out on those days and I'm just like,
yes,
in my journal.
And that's, you know, but that's something that's good and productive to do when you're going through that, you know. And for me, it's like listening to music or doing art or just anything like creative really helps me. I need some type of outlet though.
I suggest getting a journal. And you have
a journal.
Just do it. It's like a, it's almost like a burn journal, but not a burn journal. Like some people, you know, write it and burn it. But I like to write it and date it and then go back to it and be like, huh.
I mean, so I think journals are great. I love them.
Even make sense. It's literally whatever's in my brain. It's like word vomited onto my paper.
And I totally support that for you and for a lot of others. And honestly, it would be probably something that would be good for me. But I have like journal and like writing things down PTSD, because I, when I was younger, I used to write things down and I had my trust in my personal things betrayed multiple times and read without my consent, and
but
that literally traumatized me. So now I don't write down any of my thoughts anymore
because
those things get used against me.
But you live alone right now.
I do live alone.
So you could put it in a safe space. Just try it.
I know. And
just
we're,
try it for me.
We are adults now and whatever.
Nobody ever has to know where it's at besides me.
Yeah. Well,
or you can leave it at my house. It'll stay safe. I'll lock it away.
Me and my brother. Me and my brother joked once. Because, okay, so we've kind of have like a crazy life story. I don't know if I've really talked about this much. I'll just like lightly touch on it because it's kind of personal. But me and my brother, I have seven siblings total, and I have another sibling of the seven who is adopted as well as me. And we joke, we were talking about writing like a book together at some point, but we were both like kind of high key serious too. So that's something I'm actually interested in pursuing at some point. And not necessarily like about adoption, but just about like our lives and just kind of the crazy stuff we've like gone through and us finding each other and just like, you know, good and crazy.
And you want me
stuff.
To write a book. So I think you actually enjoy writing.
No, listen, I used to write all the time. I really love it. I love it. It helps me a lot. I just unfortunately haven't done it since I was like a teenager because I have like PTSD from having my confidence betrayed.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I had my diaries read before too, but
and like used against me, you know, in counseling and things like that, therapy. So just like, I mean, and it's nobody's fault. I was, you know, I was a troubled kid. I was going through some things. I did try to unalive myself. So, you know, it made sense that
it's not funny, but you made me think of when I tried to quote unquote unalive myself. And guys, it's funny because it wasn't something that could actually kill you.
Oh my god.
And it's a story for another time that will be shared.
Which is the funniest. It's not funny. We take mental health super seriously, but like the
what I did is what is hysterical.
It's really funny what some kids do to get creative
to avoid going to school when they're depressed. So whatever is close.
I cannot wait for that episode,
which means we need more listeners because it will be shared.
Yes, so please.
Anyways. And we went from being so serious to laughing.
I know. And it's like it's one of those things, either you know it or you don't know it. But if you've struggled with mental health, a lot of us have really like dark senses of humor, and that's just kind of how we cope with things.
I mean, I'm still in therapy. I struggle with it.
Exactly.
All the time.
It's not that we don't take it seriously. It's not that it's not important, because it very much is.
Sometimes you have to laugh about it.
You have to, because it's like, how else are we supposed to get through this life if we right. don't?
I had one more thing to say about this topic.
Yes.
Go on. Unless you had something else too.
I think we pretty much touched on everything, honestly.
The petty in me.
Ooh, I love
it. I cannot stand when somebody does or acts out a certain way and the action affects you in a bad way and they do not apologize. But when you turn around and do the same thing, it's the end of the fucking world, and oh my god, you better apologize for it. But yet they weren't wrong for what they did.
I literally
fucking excuse me.
I have experienced that so much, because I swear to god, like, people who know me will literally say I am the nicest person in the world, and the only people that don't think I'm nice are the people that treat me like shit. Like, I'm sorry,
because they do something to you and you do it back, but you did it and it's wrong.
Yeah. And it's like,
I said apologize and I wouldn't have done it.
If I am treating if I treat you like shit, you literally need to ask yourself what you did to me, because I swear I do not treat people bad. I unless they treat me bad and I get fed up with it, and then I'll start mirroring their behavior back to them, and then it drives them insane. So yeah,
well, that people just need to realize what they're doing and saying.
But I don't like, and I hate that, because I don't like being like that.
I do.
She's like let the petty consume you.
I can be mature, but no, I mean if you're not gonna apologize to me, I'm not gonna feel bad for throwing it back at you.
But like, okay, so like in the moment that makes me feel better, because like in the moment I'm like, yeah, get yours, this is your own medicine, bitch. But then like
afterwards, no, I do not feel bad, because I still have not gotten my apology.
See, no, afterwards I feel guilty about it, because I don't like treating people bad. Like, it really hurts.
I mean,
my heart.
I don't, but you're not going to treat me how you treated me and me not dish it back.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, you need to say sorry. And I'm like, okay, but you just did this the other day.
Honestly, I feel like I'm like the worst Scorpio in the world, because, you know, we're supposed to be like ruthless and like.
It's because you got a little bit of that. It's
vengeance and
it's
whatever.
It's a water sign in you. Maybe you have a little Cancer in you.
Well, I hope no Cancer.
Oh, well, not that kind of Cancer. Me kind of Cancer. The sensitiveness. I mean, I one of my things is Leo, which is probably why I'm fucking heartless about some things.
Well, my big three is actually, so I should be, honestly, I should be extra like, because my big three is.
No, don't share.
Don't share?
We're going to do an astrology episode. Can't share.
Okay, well, to be continued. Anyway, I should be a big bitch is what my big three is. So
it's your softness comes from your water sign then, right?
I guess
being a water sign.
I don't know. I just think I'm empathetic because I've been treated like shit a lot. I don't know.
We're podcasters who are emotionally unstable.
Honestly. But I mean, who is? Who is?
So, okay. 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 No shame. Okay.
So, all right. All right. All right. All right.
Now, ladies.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh my God. Outcast. Okay. Anyways, do you have anything else to say about people not apologizing in forgiveness?
Just know that karma will come back around, and if you do me dirty, best believe it's gonna come back and hit you 10 times.
Karma
harder.
Comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms, and whatever you want to call it. It does not come back the way that you gave it. It doesn't always come back that way. It Mm-mm. comes in some type of way, though.
But it does come back.
I do believe what goes around comes
watch
around.
Watch how you treat people for real, because it will come back whether you apologize or not. So,
Okay, guys. So on to the next thing. I am so excited, and I enjoyed our conversation, but I am so excited because I opened the new game.
Yes,
and we're gonna play our new game. It's still questions. It's just a new game.
Yay.
And I'm so excited because I read through some of the questions and I'm like, ooh, I don't even want to answer that. I don't want to share some stuff with the world.
I'm
but
nervous.
Here we are.
I'm nervous. Okay, hit me with it.
All right. Oh, have you ever cheated in a relationship?
No, but I haven't physically cheated. I emotionally cheated once, but it was like very briefly, and it was a very, very like short relationship. It wasn't like my long term one.
I've cheated.
Okay, come
I
on
cannot
with that.
Lie. I have definitely emotionally cheated. In
mine was very light.
That last one, I mean,
well, yeah,
I was checked out before it was even over, and somebody who had always been there for me was there for me and was like a best friend, and
that's how they get you.
It was emotionally cheating because you were saying all the right things and I was not getting it, but I have physically cheated too. Not recently. I love my boyfriend now, but I have in the past.
Disc.
Okay. It happens.
This question. How often do you watch porn? Pretty regularly for me.
I knew you were going to say regularly, but I don't
she likes to use her imagination.
Yeah, I like, okay, I have kids and a boyfriend who works from home, so my alone time is in the shower. Yeah. It has to be my imagination. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I watch it, but not all that frequently. It's usually when I'm, like, really trying to, like,
I haven't watched
get
it
in the mood
while,
or
actually
find a new move or something. I don't know.
The Emperor's New Groove, trying to find a new groove.
What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had?
The kinkiest? Oh, God.
I can't share mine because I wanted to wait. But I will.
Like, what does it mean? Like, specifics or?
It says, what's the kinkiest you've ever had? And you know mine because it's with my boyfriend now.
I mean,
some shit we've done lately that I didn't want to share yet.
Yeah. I would say that I don't know what exactly it means by that, but specifically mine involves some like pretty heavy BDSM and like knife play.
Oh, she does.
I'd say that's pretty
intriguing.
Kinky. I don't know.
It is kinky.
So
I definitely love the being tied down and blindfolded thing. I cannot share the story yet, guys. I am going to share it, but I just was saving it for a particular episode because it's something I have never, ever done. My boyfriend's never, ever done. Something we tried together, and it was just...
Yeah. I feel like
it was great.
She's into, like, the 50 Shades of Grey, like, PG-13 kinky, and I'm into, like,
you can whip me a little, but don't, like, choking... I like, just don't hurt me,
me. Yeah, but I wouldn't just do that stuff with anybody. Like, it really depends. Like, it has to be, like, somebody that I trust and, like, somebody that's very much, like, a consent king or queen and, you know, somebody that actually cares about me. That's not something that you do with just anybody. because aftercare is very much important. Oh, okay. Would you ever have a sugar daddy or sugar mama? Yes.
I'm like, okay, so yes. Okay, so
it's like I don't need one.
But. Yes, in the way that like I can talk to you and give you attention or send you pictures and give you attention, but not physically do anything with you and you give me money.
You don't want to pour some sugar on them?
I'm in a relationship. No, thank you. I don't even think I would do it if I was single, but like to emotionally be there for somebody, because sometimes that's all people need and you want to pay me to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would totally do that.
I feel like I would end up feeling bad for my sugar whoever.
And you offered to pay me. Why not talk to you?
I know, but I feel like I would end up feeling bad and then just end up being like really good friends with them. Like, okay, tell me all your problems. I'm sorry that you're so sad and alone.
What's the weirdest porn you've ever gotten off to?
The weirdest? Oh god. I've watched some weird shit, honestly. On any of the cartoon shit is so weird.
Honestly. And it gets you off?
I mean, some of it's kind of spicy.
I've never gotten off. I've watched it and taken it to my imagination, but I've never.
Listen,
it's not even weird. I've never actually watched a weird one, I don't think.
I've said it. Oh my god, no.
Guys, light bulb. Light freaking bulb.
Okay, so I didn't get off to it, but I remember one time, so me and my ex, we were looking up. It was like when we had, it was very soon after we first started dating. And I remember one time we got bored and we were like, let's just like look up weird ass porn. And we did. And there was one where it was like, this guy was like a waiter. This was the wildest porn.
So it was role playing.
Yes. It was like back in like 2011. Like we didn't act in it. We were just watching it together, like just because we were bored and it was funny. But there was one where this guy was like a waiter and he was like serving this rich lady or whatever. And she like had like mashed potatoes or something and she was like wanting more gravy on it or whatever. So he literally like came onto it and she ate it. And I remember like it was like literally
masturbated cum into mashed potatoes and she ate it.
Yes. That was like her gravy.
I'm gonna gag.
It was so gross, but it was like the funniest thing I've ever watched in my whole life. And it was like just weird shit like that. Like it was all very sexual. And it was like literally on the porn site and everything. And we were just like dying laughing. Like it was so funny. But then we ended up fucking afterwards and it was great. Like it wasn't like we didn't like that didn't arouse us, but it was just like funny. And we were already horny anyway. So we just ended up having sex. But I had to tell that because I totally forgot about that until just now. And that was like back in like 2011 or something.
I'm disturbed. I'm uncomfortable.
I am uncomfortable.
Ask me a question. I can't with that one any longer. I like can't get the stink face off my face right now.
It was funny. Don't judge.
I mean, it is funny. It's just fucking weird.
Okay. How many times do you think you've had sex in your lifetime? So many.
I don't know. Couple thousand.
Right.
I mean, I really don't know. That the other week we had sex 3 days in a row. I could probably have sex every freaking day besides like, you know, when my friend's in town there. But I couldn't even estimate about how many. It's a lot.
Same.
Oh, I don't like this question. If you had a pregnancy scare right now, would you keep it?
A pregnancy scare?
Would you want to keep it? Let me rephrase that.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, we got pregnant on the first try. And now we have an amazing son.
Yeah.
We had a scare that came true and I mean, we kept him.
Yeah, unless I was in like a serious bad situation or something like that.
Yeah.
Like an abusive situation. And it was with like somebody who was terrible. But other than that, I mean, yeah, I would definitely keep them probably. So, if you could change, if you could change how you lost your virginity, would you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
It was on Halloween in one of my best friend's basement bedroom.
Oh. I went.
I mean, it wasn't a bad. Let me rephrase it. If I could change who it was to, right. I would not the situation, but the person, I would totally, yeah, totally change. It should have been someone else, not who it was. And they fucked up my life.
Yeah, I agree.
For a long time.
I agree with that for sure.
I like, okay, this question. What's irritating to me about it, I wish it was who you lost it to. If I could go back, I would have rather have had sex for the first time with someone who was a virgin too.
Right.
I just feel like that would have just been so much more special, and not being with somebody who already had given that to someone else and they were taking it from me. Yeah. And then I became a virgin destroyer after that. Because I don't know. I was like, meh.
The virgin terminator over here.
Oh, but... yeah.
She says, hasta la vista.
The experience wasn't bad. I guess it's, yeah, it was
I get nervous when she laughs before asking me.
Have you ever slept with someone just because you felt bad for them?
Yes.
I know you have.
Damn.
That's why I was laughing. I haven't. I literally, like I said, I don't think that I haven't had, like, a friends with benefits or a relationship with people besides one.
It sucks too, because like I wasn't even like pleasantly surprised, like, oh, this person's actually good. It was literally the worst sex like ever. The worst sex ever was with somebody I actually really wanted to have sex with, and then it was terrible. So
that buildup wasn't worth it.
It was not at all. It was the worst. Okay. This is a good question. Have you ever questioned your sexuality?
Oh yeah, I do all the time.
That's true.
I love my boyfriend, but I do it all the time.
I questioned it a lot when I was younger, but I've pretty much known for a long time that I like.
I mean, women are beautiful, everyone. But every now and then I'm like, if we weren't together, I swear to God, I would be with the woman.
Yeah. No, I've definitely.
Men are complicated.
Yeah, I've definitely questioned it for sure, but I'm pansexual and I feel very confident in that nowadays, so.
What is your definition of amazing sex in three words?
My definition of amazing sex in three words? Wanna go again?
I just came.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because I didn't, like, ever in my last relationship.
Oh, that's true.
I just came is the perfect amazing sex.
Yeah. I've never really had that problem.
I didn't. And then I did for 4 years.
Okay, but every single time somebody says I just came, I think of that scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall where he's like,
my boyfriend does it all the time. He's like, I just came.
He's like having sex with random girls, and this one girl that he's hooking up with, she's like, and then she goes, I just came.
I like the one girl that's like, hi, hi.
And he's like,
hi.
Hi. He's like, okay, can we stop talking?
Yeah. Hi.
I would have kicked her out.
We love that movie.
I know. It's so good. Okay. When was the last time that you were STD tested?
When I was pregnant. They test you.
Oh, okay. That's interesting enough.
I mean, they have to, because some STDs can be given to the baby through the birth canal.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I get tested every single time I have sex with somebody new. So.
I mean.
As you should.
I do, too. I can trust anything you say to me, but I'm still getting tested.
Yeah.
Have you ever had period sex?
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, I have definitely in the past, but I'll tell you right now, I bled for five months after I had Lincoln. Yeah. We definitely had some sex.
Didn't have a choice.
I 8 weeks was long enough. We had sex.
Okay. So mine says, have you ever been caught with drugs? She's been caught on drugs.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've been caught on drugs. I've never been caught with them. I will tell this one story though. This was one of my best guy friends. He was like a brother to me. I love him to death. I still do, and he's married and they're so cute together. But me, him, and one of my exes, we were doobie cruising through Germantown.
Doobie cruising?
Yeah.
It's always Germantown. Germantown's the best place to doobie cruise.
There's nobody out there.
Yes.
We're just driving along, smoking a blunt, and a car gets behind us. And we're like, we tell him to slow down. Like, you know, we don't know who it is. And then they get real close to us. And we're like, okay, it's either someone trying to go around us or someone, like, it's a cop. And next thing you know, you see sirens.
Fuck.
And the car is full of smoke. My ex takes this blunt that is still lit and eats it.
I mean,
shoves it down his throat. Doesn't throw it out the window. Doesn't put it out and try to hide it. Eats it. Just ate it.
I mean, you gotta do that.
And the cop never said, and we smelled like weed, nothing. And I'm like, this car is full of smoke. We smell horrible. And you just let us go because you couldn't find anything.
I mean,
because we fucking ate it. And they were like, where did it go? And he's like, I ate it. You what? Like, we had only smoked not even like a quarter of it
afterwards.
I don't know. I'm sure his shit was like green.
I mean,
but okay. I like this game, guys. I like this game.
I know it's bringing back memories for us that we forgot about.
Okay. We'll ask one more each, and then we'll stop that because you know we're coming up on the hour, and I'm sure you guys don't want to listen to us longer than that.
Okay.
All right. What's the quickest you've ever had an orgasm?
Oh my god. Like, probably within like seconds, honestly.
Really?
If I have really good foreplay beforehand.
I was gonna say, were you really aroused?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So.
I think so too. I mean, maybe within like a couple minutes. If I'm like all worked up or. Yeah, I gotta be worked up. You can't just stick that shit in.
Once I'm like in the zone, I can literally like. Have a million orgasms. If I'm into it, I'm really into it.
If there's a serious connection between me and someone, it does not take much unless like I'm off or I had a bad day or like my head's somewhere else.
Right.
But yeah, no. It can happen pretty quick. Or when we don't for a while and then we have sex finally, I'm like, ah! There it is.
Whoop, there it is. Okay. Do you like using dirty talk in the bedroom?
We've had this question, I'm pretty sure, with the other game. Absolutely. To an extent, though. Like, I can handle little things. Don't tell me a fucking sex story.
Yeah,
but, like,
I don't want to hear you talking the entire time we're fucking. Because I like to, like, you know, get in my imagination, too, and, like, really enjoy it. So,
yeah, But I also, like dirty talk to an extent.
But don't be, like, completely silent, because then it's just, like, awkward, and I hate it.
I can't handle the silence. Like, at least breathe. Like, let me know, or... Like something,
noises, grunts, anything.
Dead silence dries her up like a prune.
Yeah.
I need a little noise, or like, let me know you like it or you don't like it or that feels good. Like,
yes, it's a very fine line between shut the fuck up and please say something. Because,
but don't ever say my name. I don't think I would like that. No one ever has, but I don't think I would like that.
Another thing, I don't think anybody's ever said my name either. I don't know if like. Guys really do that. I feel like that's more of like a girl thing to say.
I don't say names. I think that's weird.
I don't know. Somebody tried.
Or also, what if you accidentally said the wrong name?
I would straight up punch somebody.
But then again, I don't really know how. I don't get that, how people can think about other people when they're having sex. Like I've never done it. I've never tried to do it. I like when I'm having sex with you, I am in it with you.
Well, I had sex with somebody and I didn't really want to be with them, and I just like definitely thought about somebody else. But hey. It happens.
Well, I don't do that. I can't. I'm like focused on you.
I haven't ever done it. It was like a hookup. It wasn't to somebody that I've been in a relationship with. If I'm in a relationship with you, I am thinking about you. I'm not like, I'm not shitty like that. But, you know, like if I actually care about you and we're together, then obviously I'm only thinking about you. But if you're just some rando and I'm just like, you know, there for a good time. And you're not doing that great, then yeah, sorry. I'm thinking about somebody else, probably.
I think about it,
yeah. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. I'm no better than a guy.
What? I'm just over here singing.
I was like, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I am no better than a guy. So.
Oh my God. Okay. I know we're creeping on the hour here, but I did tell her the other day. I told her that she reminds me of my boyfriend. She, I don't remember what she had said, but she literally could be like a guy sometimes. And I don't mean it in a mean way at all. It's kind of like a good thing when it comes to like being tough.
And I'm not like,
but it was funny. I'm like, oh my God, that was such a Aaron thing to say. Like, it just really was.
Yeah. And I'm not like a man that, like, when I'm around like masculine energy, then I'm very feminine and like submissive. But it's like when I'm single and just like living
out. She's a little ruthless.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I go into like savage mode when I'm single and just like over everybody's bullshit.
But you protect yourself too.
That's exactly what it is. I think I'm more in my masculine energy when I'm single and tired of people's shit and tired of being used and whatever. But like, if I'm with somebody and I'm in love and like I'm happy and, you know,
I've seen you smitten, but I've seen you hate a man too. So yeah. I've seen both sides.
Yeah. So I'm definitely in, I can be very feminine and in my feminine energy. I don't want people to think
she's like,
that
hold
I'm
on,
like,
let me tell you, I am feminine. You, I know. She is. I really she am. Is. I wasn't calling her a man on any level.
No, I know.
It just, I can't remember what you said. I wish I could, but I can't. You know, you're over there. You call me Dr. Evil, so it's okay.
She said something at work the other day, and she said it literally. It sounded just like Dr. Evil. And I wish I could remember what exactly she said, but I was like quoting it the rest of the day and like in the Dr. Evil voice. It was so funny.
Oh, my feelings were hurt. They were attacking me that day.
I know. Anyway. She got sad, and I felt really bad.
All right. We'll stop talking your ears off. please make sure you subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, share our podcast,
like,
tell
and follow
everybody, so I can share this lovely story that I really, really, really want to share
about how she tried to unalive herself.
Yeah, and some other stuff that came along with it, and then more stuff that came along with that in the future.
So funny.
If you have any questions or any topics at all you want us to talk about, please feel free to email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can DM our Instagram page and make sure you go follow it. It's The Raunchy Truth. Or you can follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
And mine is Kelly_LaShaw. And that is LaChat. Do not butcher it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Also, guys, if you do still have any horrifying sex stories, weirdest places you've had sex, or any of those that we've asked for in the past, you can please keep submitting those. We will share them and we will talk about them, and it will stay confidential. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.